KKW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Public officials are calling for an end to senseless gun violence after a shooting that left several injured following the Juneteenth celebrations in Milwaukee yesterday. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Six teenagers were injured when shots were fired after a fight between two girls. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says those injured include four girls and two boys, all between the ages of 14 and 19.
This is a serious situation that we all need to take hold of. This is not a Milwaukee Police Department thing, not the mayor's thing, not just only community organizers. It's a us thing.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said it's unacceptable that kids can have access to any kind of gun. A 17-year-old is in custody for the non-fatal shooting. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
There's a proposal making its way through the state legislature to change the way the Wisconsin Technical College system is funded. Terry Bell with more.
Under the proposal, local technical college boards would no longer levy property taxes. Instead, all future tax funding would go through the state budget. Richard Barnhouse is president of Waukesha County Technical College. He says he does not want technical college boards to lose local control.
The way the tax levy is set up really ensures that we are always accountable. Our taxpayers know it. They question me about it all the time. So do our businesses. And that keeps us focused in Waukesha County, because what matters to us locally is what drives the technical college system.
The proposal is part of an amendment to a bill that goes to the assembly floor tomorrow. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
One in five teenagers in the U.S. will experience a mental health challenge before they turn 18, but 64% of them won't ask for help. Betsy Malgano is a mental health advocate. She encourages school districts to offer mental health first aid training for teens.
It helps arm kids with the tools that they need to not only help themselves understand what's going on in their own lives and what they might be dealing with, but also to be on the lookout for what might be going on with their friends and help build a stronger community.
There's free information at mentalhealthfirstaid.org, a new battle over federal protections for life-saving care. When lawmakers met into the middle of the night last week voting on what provisions to include in the next two-year budget, the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee voted to bar transgender Wisconsinites on BadgerCare from using their coverage for puberty blockers or gender-affirming surgery. A 2019 ruling by a federal judge determined Wisconsin healthcare providers could not deny individuals covered by Medicaid seeking gender-affirming care, something the judge ruled was protected under federal healthcare law and civil rights. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
A carpenter who was critically injured last week while working at Lambeau Field has died. The man passed away on Saturday after being injured last Thursday. The employee's name is currently being withheld. Two women from Manitowoc were sentenced in federal court for conspiracy to obtain and distribute fentanyl. 31-year-old Ashley Schroeder was sentenced to 4 years in prison on May 10th. Her accomplice, 34-year-old Amanda Adelman, also received 4 years. Authorities who surveilled the women said they made 2 to 3 trips a week to Milwaukee to purchase the fentanyl, then distributed it in Manitowoc. The arrests led to convictions of drug dealers in Milwaukee who were also booked on federal charges. A garage caught fire in New Holstein and was destroyed. According to WBAY News, the incident happened on the 2000 block of Wisconsin Avenue Sunday night. No one was hurt. The New Holstein Fire Department arrived quickly to the scene, possibly because it's located across the street. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get shelled in the first. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, the Brewers opened up their series at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks with one of the worst performances in a single inning by starting pitcher Corbin Burns. Top of the first in front of 24,000 at MFAM Field on Bally Sports.
Welcome back, Alec Thomas. Fly ball to right field, and there it goes. Alec Thomas, one swing back from AAA. And it's 6-0 Diamondbacks against Corbin Burns in the first.
6-0, and Arizona never looked back. The final, the Diamondbacks 9, the Brewers 1. Diamondbacks manager Torrey Lovello told his players swing at Corbin Burns' first pitch.
I know that he's putting the ball on the plate, and that's usually his MO. He's going to it's power stuff, and without giving away a strategy, I think it's fairly obvious our guys are ready to hit first pitch on.
In a quiet Brewers clubhouse, Burns admitted his cutter wasn't cutting it.
They were like that the last time we played them. They came out, they swing the bats. That's the reason why we were able to go kind of deep in that game last time we faced them. So we knew that we'd come out swinging. And just didn't execute early in that first inning. You know, two pitches in, we had second and third, whatever it was. But you know, really the first three hitters kind of changed that game for me. Obviously, it's the first three of the game, but two non-executed cutters and then, the walk, and then, they were rolling.
Craig Counsell.
There's pitch qualities to it that make it a great pitch, but you still we have to execute pitches and throw it in good spots and get into good counts, and all those things add up collectively. And their approach was, starting out the game was good. They got two pitches in the middle plate, and then they hit them hard.
So the Brewers fall into second place in the NL Central, a half game behind Cincinnati. The Reds have won 9 in a row and moved into first place after beating the Rockies 5-4. College football, the Badgers pick up a defensive back, Jay Harper from Alabama, has committed to Wisconsin. NBA, Mike Budenholzer is a candidate for the 76ers job, the former Milwaukee Bucks head coach selling his Lake Okeechobee home for $7 million. And that's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW. Okay.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like it. Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Abrams Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. Looking for some sun, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to start trending in the right direction this afternoon.
Yeah, man. It's, it doesn't take long to miss the sun. It's only been a day or so. We got a lot of long-awaited rain, and it's been a bit cool, but it's the middle of June, man. You know, we got to start having some weather that we can, that we can expect, man. We should expect 75 to 80 degrees, sun shining in the middle of June, okay? Not asking for too much, but we're asking for just some normal weather. Anyway, got a lot of stuff lined up for you this morning on the show. And, you've been hearing these people complain about, Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, the governor's going to be joining us at some point in time. This morning, somewhere in between, I think, 9:30 and 10, we'll have Governor Evers on. I'm really excited about having a conversation with him with all the things that are going on the state level, all of the underhanded tactics that Republicans and Robin Voss have put in place to do everything within their power to sink the budget. And so we're going to have a dialogue conversation with the governor. But I want to talk first about, and Calvin, you heard this, China is in bed with Cuba, and they're putting a spy base on Cuban land. We got to do something about this. They're spying on us. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, man. What is it, we Republicans, man? The sky is falling. China is going to be spying on us. Listen to this. We are deeply disturbed by reports that Havana and Beijing are working together to target the United States and our people, said a joint statement from the chair of Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark R. Warner. And he's and the vice chair, Marco Rubio. We must be clear that it would be unacceptable for China to establish an intelligence facility within 100 miles of Florida and the United States. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Michael R. Turner, Republican Ohio, said in a tweet that he was deeply troubled by the report and added, if true, this would be yet another of act of Chinese aggression. The number three House Republican, Elise Stefanik of New York, cited this as further evidence that President Biden has continually allowed communist China to take advantage of his weak leadership and chip away at our national security. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Kevin, what do you think we should do? Drop a nuclear bomb on China? I mean, come on, man.
Definitely not that. It just seems I'm not... I don't think China is necessarily benevolent, but we just ignore the fact that we almost certainly have intelligence bases in Taiwan and South Korea and Indonesia.
Why are you jumping ahead of the question? Man, you just hit the nail on the head, man. We've got these bases all over the world, man. We've been spying on China and everybody else. What are people talking about, man? We can do it, but nobody else can? And somehow we need to punish China because they're putting an intelligence base 100 miles away from the United States, and yet we've got them, as you stated, Calvin, all over the world? Yeah, there's just something about some Republicans who just, man, take advantage of people who are unaware of the realities of what our nation is engaged and involved in. You know, you would be unwise to think that we don't have spy bases all over the world spying on China. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Especially in Southeast Asia, yes, where we're in bed with Taiwan right now.
Yeah, you'd have to be unwise to think that that's not the case. It is the case. And so if it's the case, what are we belly aching about? Well, Marco Rubio, well, you know, we got to protect our people. What? Man, come on, man. We had somebody the other day call in and ask me about, Earl, are you aware of the spy base that they're putting in Cuba under Joe Biden? Are you aware of that? Man, what are you talking about, man? There's a new invention called reading, Calvin. that if you tried it for yourself, that's how you can garner knowledge. Reading. Look, they've got these great inventions called books. And everything you want to know in this life is in a book. I'm just, you know, it is. Nothing new under the sun. All of it is in books. So try a little reading. And then you won't have to go through and allow yourself to be abused and misused by the Marco Rubios and Elise Stefanik's, you know, of the world and conservatives of the world who get you worked up about nothing. So even if they've got these intelligence or a base, you know, in Cuba, maybe these people aren't aware of the 800 or so military bases that we have all over the world, man. Yes. What do you think those bases are in all those nations for, Calvin? We're talking about military installation bases. Are people aware of that? We're not talking about some spy operation. We're talking about military installation bases. We have them all over the world, over 800 military bases. What are we talking about, man? Why is this even an issue? And does China have a right to do it? Absolutely, they have a right to do it. If we have done this and we continue to do this, and yes, China had a spy balloon. You remember that, Calvin? There's a spy balloon and it's floating all over the United States, and China is spying on us. We got to do something. So we shot the balloons down. Well, Joe Biden is being weak and he's allowing China. Okay. All right, man. Take a deep breath, man. You know, relax. Was it Aaron Rodgers who said R-E-L-A-X? Relax, man. Come on. So China has this, you know, this base. Not a base, but again, they're upgrading their intelligence on the United States as we have them. And as we continue to with them, as we continue to with Russia, as we continue to with our own allies. Maybe you're not aware, we're certainly spying on Israel and Germany. If you think it's not so, well, you know, I told you to pick up a book. Because all of those things, what these nations do, because they're not trustful of one another. And we are not clearly totally trusting with our NATO allies. We're not. We've got a jaundiced eye on them. So anyway, the next time, you know, one of you calls with the alarming, hey, Earl, they're spying. They're building the spy place in China, and China's building that in Cuba, and you're not saying anything. And Joe Biden, hey, man, get a grip. Count to 10, man. Relax. Look at what we are doing. And you might not even need to go to a book. Just Google America's military installation bases all over the world. Just do that. And then once you realize what we are doing, nothing to be alarmed about with China and putting this little, you know, place in Cuba. Cuba is a nation that suffers economically because we've continued to punish them. And they need resources. And so China offers some resources. They take the resources. Doesn't mean Cuba is in cahoots with China. It means they need resources. For heaven's sakes, even Donald Trump, when he needed resources, what did he do? Oh, we can't talk about that. All right, talked about that all yesterday. I said no Trump today. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 84 today under mainly sunny skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 59 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 83. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, high of 84 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight, highs reach 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
By Takeria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. More clouds than sun today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 76. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57.
Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, words of wisdom from a bluebeard. You know, you should never think more of yourself than you should. Because when you walk around thinking more of yourself than you should, you leave yourself open for saying and doing foolish things. That is a so-called culture war going on. And there are people jumping on the bandwagon. It's a culture war. It's about the culture. It's about the culture. Well, you know, a lot of people who, you know, run around talking about the culture and all those kind of things really line themselves up to do and say absolutely crazy things. Here's a story in Canada. A 9-year-old Canadian girl was verbally attacked and accused of being transgender at a school track and field event last week. Heidi Starr's young daughter was left visibly shaken and sobbing after the grandfather of another student interrupted a shot put event by yelling at her and accusing her of being transgender during the track and field meet for elementary students held at Kaloa's Apple Bowl. So here's the backdrop. 9-year-old kids, Calvin. And so they're doing the shot put meet. 9-year-old kids. This is grade school. Some lunatic jumps out of the stands, runs up to the 9-year-old girl, and call her transgender. You know, just so happens the 9-year-old girl is a girl. She's not transgender. But this fool who thought more of himself than he should somehow thought he had a right to come on to the field and get in somebody else's child's face and call her a transgender person. Now, wait a minute. I don't mean this in a negative sense towards transgender people. It's the fact that this foolish man felt like he had a right because he thought more of himself than he should. We see it all over the nation happening in this country. Average everyday Joes who think more of themselves than they should, who think they have a right to get in people's faces. Well, you know, I have a right. You don't have a right. This continued assault on people, you know, based on you thinking you have some inherent right to throw your weight around. In many instances, the same person, this same guy who was throwing his weight around, Calvin, I guarantee you, he doesn't throw his weight around when his wife is around. Hey, man, come on, man. Hey, but he gets out on the track, denigrates somebody else's child. The young girl broke down. He can't apologize. How can you apologize? The damage is already done. You know, and the man began pointing the star's daughter and loudly proclaiming, but there are boys playing. Why are boys allowed to throw? Not a boy, a girl. But anyway, how is it your business? Who are you? You know? You think you're more than you are. You're just like the rest of us. An average person who should keep those kinds of opinions to yourself. You don't have a right. You destroy this child and her family, embarrass them, and then you walk off the field. The mother said, "Do you want to see my daughter's genitals?" Because some ignorant person, and we've got plenty of them running around today, thinks they have a right to destroy somebody else's life. You know, some things are better left unsaid. And if you feel that way, keep it to yourself. Because you know,
this summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Rescuers in a remote area of the Atlantic Ocean racing against time this morning to find a missing submersible carrying 5 people on a mission to document the wreckage of the Titanic. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
As we continue on with the search, we're expanding our capabilities to be able to search under the water as well. And so we have a commercial vessel that's on scene now that has remote operated vehicles that will give us the ability to search under the water.
The submersible had enough oxygen to last 96 hours, which would be Thursday. Power still out for thousands. No AC for some in the state of Texas, where it'll be extremely hot. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping was good, but he wants even higher level talks in the future. Blinken tells ABC's Good Morning America that he expects President Biden and President Xi to sit down face to face soon. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A fire broke out at a Fond du Lac farm Sunday that was set to host a Breakfast on the Farm event next weekend. According to the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, authorities were alerted of the fire shortly before 10 a.m. The building was completely lost, but no injuries were reported. Luckily, 100 cows were moved from the burning barn in time. According to Green Bay's WFRB-TV, the June Dairy Month event will go on as planned. They are currently looking for a new location. Authorities believe the fire was caused by an electrical issue. A Marinette County man was airlifted to a Green Bay hospital after crashing on his ATV. According to the Marinette County Sheriff's Department, the man lost control of the vehicle while heading into a turn in Athelstane around 5:30 Friday evening. The driver was wearing a helmet but was ejected and crashed into a tree. The incident is under investigation. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. That same number. Calvin, there's another thing I don't understand, man. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand. But this makes no sense whatsoever, right? I tried getting basic birth control at 17. I had no idea how hard it would be. Why are we not allowing 17-year-old girls if they want birth control, why are we saying no? Do you understand that, man?
No, I don't.
Come on, man. Listen, when you look at all of the technology and all of the channels and movies and everything that's out here, we titillate the minds and the hormones of children with everything around us. And then we wonder why a young 17-year-old girl is bright enough to say, I don't want to have a child, right? I'm too young. We should reward her, right? I mean, I don't have any daughters. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I don't have any daughters. But it makes sense to me that I can't follow my daughter around everywhere. I have to put trust in my child. If I've done the right things in rearing my child, I'm not a prude. I don't live in 1920. I know this is 2023. And I know that children are very bright and inquisitive. Why would it be so difficult for a young girl to get birth control? What are your thoughts on it? 844-967-2789. Here's what the young lady wrote. I'm 17 years old, and today I can walk into any drugstore in Texas and buy condoms or Plan B emergency contraception without an issue. But to get daily birth control pills, I have to get past a whole lot of restrictions and medical professionals. The process got even more complicated last year when Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, the same federal judge who recently revoked approval of Mifepristone, the FDA-approved abortion pill, ruled that young people in Texas will now need our parents' permission to get birth control at clinics funded by the state. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Now, Calvin, you know, I know what they're saying is your child is still a minor. They're still a minor, and so this has to be approved by your parents. I get that debate. But I also know what happens if 17-year-olds have sex unprotected, right? You, we're aware of what happens. Their lives are ruined forever. You know, I mean, there's some who overcome having children at 17 years old or 18 years old, but that's not what we're advocating, is it?
It shouldn't be.
No, man. I mean, I don't understand people. Look, I'm getting up there. And I know the way we thought and the way our parents thought, you know, 50 years ago, clearly is different because, you know, 51 years ago, I was 17. And so clearly that's completely different than where we are today. And for those who say, well, that decision should be made by a parent, I'm saying parents can't be everywhere. It doesn't mean that your child is defiant. It means that your child is dealing with the realities of life. You can't keep your child away from that. That's a reality of life. And it's going to happen. And if your child is astute enough, at 17, I didn't say 16, I didn't say 15, I didn't say 14, I didn't say 13, I said 17, that they want to make that kind of decision, I think they should be able to make that kind of decision. And as I said to you, I don't have any daughters. Maybe that's looked at completely different from those of you who do have daughters. But to me, it still doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm protecting my child. Oh, you are. How are you protecting your child? As I said, you can't follow your child everywhere. Hey, Calvin, I used to be a 17-year-old boy, right? You can't follow your child everywhere. And it doesn't mean your child is a bad child. But man, it's another one of those things that I think is a no-brainer. You're not going to do your child any favors. And that doesn't mean that I'm saying and advocating that at 17 years old, they should be having sex everywhere. I'm not saying that. But we know what the outcome of this is. Hey, I see it in my community. 17-year-old girls with babies. Do you think they wanted to have babies? No. But we have a system that's nonsensical. If that's what they want, then let them have an opportunity to have birth control. Well, the Bible says, well, oh, okay. We're going to go there. The Bible says, well, got to wait till they get married. Did you? Hey, come on. 844-967-2789. You know, I could come in here, you know, every morning, Calvin, and say, hey, I just saw some kids playing hopscotch, you know, this morning. And, you know, and so let's talk about the kids playing hopscotch. But no, man, I come in here, we're going to talk about some real thoughtful things that make you think and put you in a situation where, you know, there's a ballot or the bullet. Which way? What are we talking about, man? What, you know, I have to make this tough decision, but that's life. Life is full of tough decisions that all of us have to go through, right? All of us. Let's go to the phone lines and Adrian in Sun Prairie. Hey, good morning, Adrian. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I missed them. I'm so sorry. I wanted to talk about something else. But
About what?
I don't understand about the issue with Trump. Why is it with all the Ivy League schools and all the planning and lawyers?
You say what? Knows what to do with Trump. I'm sorry. I can't understand. You say that again?
With all the lawyers, accredited schools, Ivy League schools, lawyers and attorneys, why is it no one knows what to do with Trump?
Oh, they know what to do with Trump.
The Constitution. What about the Constitution? That's what I'm calling about.
What about the Constitution?
That's what I like to know.
Let me say this. Donald Trump is going to eventually wind up, you know, I talked about this on yesterday. Donald Trump is going to wind up paying the price. He's not bigger than the nation. He's not bigger than the Constitution. He hides behind people who think that he's more powerful a person than he really is. He's really just a person who is a coward. And who really thinks he's bigger than the people of this nation and the nation itself, he's gonna pay his price. But let me ask you, do you have children?
Yes, I do, and grandchildren.
Okay, so let me ask you, do you think it's all right for a 17-year-old girl to ask for birth control?
Do I think it's all right for her to ask for birth? Yeah, 17.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So, but there's this argument that they shouldn't allow girls at 17 years old to have birth control. I think that's wrong. I think it's backwards thinking. Don't you?
I do. I totally agree with that. My thing with that whole issue is, if you're not going to provide education, not cost of living, but affordable housing, a wage to wages, who's supposed to take care of all these kids?
Well, listen, people are short-sighted, and they want to see. And a lot of this is people don't want, they want children to have babies, okay? And especially Europeans, because they have zero population growth. For every white person that dies, there is not another white person that is born. That's the demographers. That's not Earl Ingram. Look it up. And so their fear is that if they don't have babies, their sheer numbers are going to continue to dwindle. And so I understand why, you know, they kind of want people to have litters, right? I mean, they're looking for people to have litters. But listen, to say that these young girls, 17 years old, can't get birth control, I know, I see the outcome of it in our neighborhoods and in our communities. It's just wrong. Hey, Adrian, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. It's just wrong. And because people don't want to have that discussion, they don't want to deal with it, it's not going away. As I said, man, we're going to deal with tough conversations on the Earl Ingram Show every day. You know, not going to let up, because when you look at what is happening in this nation, in this country, we really have to be wise, awake, and ready to deal with all these things that are happening. And, you know, as I said before, later on this morning, we're going to have the governor on, and we're going to ask him some tough questions. Because, look, man, we've got to deal with the realities of what we are faced with, least we wind up in worse shape and worse trouble than we're in now. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon with highs around 84. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 59. High temperatures reach up to 83. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, a high of 84 this afternoon. Lows level off around 59 tonight. Highs reach 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, do you remember many years ago, there was a woman who was a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and she was doing well. Name was Hillary Clinton. You remember her?
I do.
Do you remember when she made the statement, Americans are clinging to their guns and religion, and the world opened up on her, hell opened up on her, and she was run out of the nation because she said people were clinging to their guns and religion? Guess what? She was right. She was 100% correct. And so she was run out of the country. Look today. What are people clinging to? Their guns and religion. She told the truth. And all around you, anybody who can't see what has happened with the guns in this country and religion, and that those two things are controlling decisions made in this country. I'm going to talk a little bit about that after we take this caller, Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton talked about people clinging to their guns and religion?
Absolutely.
She was 100% correct.
She goes out, well, I don't know if it's, most of the people cling to the their guns because of the Second Amendment and everything like that, and a lot of people call themselves Christians in the United States. So, yeah, she was pretty accurate. She's also, what about her statement that she said that Trump supporters are deplorable, and then yesterday she went out.
Wait,
let me finish. So then yesterday she went out there and said, "You know, these Republicans are kind of following their leader. It's like they're in a cult." Is she the stupidest person that ever ran for president of the United States to make statements like that?
No. If she's stupid, then I'm stupid. Because what I see and what I've seen since Donald Trump came on the political scene is cultish behavior by people who follow around a man who clearly is a criminal, a man who clearly has done things and who is facing 20 different court cases as we speak, and yet there are people who support him. Yeah, she's right. I agree with her.
Wait, listen. What about the 290 minutes that were on ABC, CBS, and NBC talking about Trump taking the stuff, all the papers, his papers, and there wasn't 1 minute talking about Biden taking his papers?
Hey, man,
now, why
hey,
is that?
Gary,
why
is this is why Hillary Clinton was 100% correct on cultish behavior. Joe Biden had some papers that when they asked him for them back, he gave them back immediately. Donald Trump, they have on tape showing people nuclear information about our nation attacking another nation with nuclear weapons, and you somehow want to tell me that we somehow should be talking about Joe Biden, a man who gave the paperwork back, and a lunatic who had truckloads of information. And then when they asked him yesterday in court, he said, well, I had planned on reading all of that information, but, you know, it was so much of it, I didn't get a chance to read all of it. What are you talking about, man?
First of all, the papers were his papers.
They weren't his papers.
He didn't want to do it. He did declassify most of this
stuff. He can't declassify America's nuclear secrets. This is why what Hillary Clinton said is true. Because anybody who can't understand that Donald Trump, a former president, can't declassify nuclear secrets. Come on, man.
Classified. No, Earl, you're talking about sharing nuclear secrets with a foreign government or anybody down the street, any of his friends. How do you know what was in these papers? They're classified. I don't know what's
hey,
in them.
Hey, Gary.
You don't know what's
hey,
in
Gary,
them.
Hey, Gary, didn't I say this earlier? Maybe you missed it. If you read everywhere, it's everywhere. The information is out there. Don't tell me I don't know what's in it. I've read from the New York Times to the Washington Post to the Associated Press to all of those different outlets, Wall Street Journal, all of them. And they've got the same information there. What are you talking about, man?
Earl, do you think he's going to be found guilty of anything? Of course not.
Hey, that's what you think. And that's why what Hillary Clinton said was right. Because only people who think that this man is bigger than life and more important and powerful than any other American, that's, you know, you kind of like not, you know, something's going on with you.
Trump fan, and I told you that before. The guy's a pompous rear end. Okay? And, you know, he is. He opens his stupid mouth up.
Hey, man.
But the fact is, you just said
you don't think anything's going to happen to him. Well, you'll see. Because he's going down as well as he should, man. And anybody who doesn't understand that man is not bigger than the government, bigger than the people, bigger than the Constitution, and you still support that, you're kind of in that cultish kind of way of thinking. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.
Summer
has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM.